Okay, good morning, everyone. Today we're continuing with Hilchos Basar v'Cholav, the Mishnah in Kufches, Cholin Kufches, Amud Aleph. Tipas Cholav Shenafala al Hachaticha Im Yesh Ba V'Noisin Tam Oisachaticha Asura. So a classic case of in Hilchos Basar v'Cholav, the foundational case. You know, a drop of milk falls on meat. If there's no shishim in that piece of meat, connected the drop of milk that falls on it, so the whole meat becomes usur. It's not just a blia. It's not just that piece of that milk becomes contaminated and it's absorbed. That milk, the drop alone is the only thing that's usur. No, since there's no shishim in the whole piece of meat, the whole meat becomes contaminated basal cholov. And if subsequently that piece of meat would fall amongst other pieces of meat, then you would need shishim connected, not the drop of milk. You need shishim connected that whole chaticha that received the drop initially. So that's chaticha nasas nevela. Everyone holds that seichanan chaticha nasas nevela mederaisa for basal cholov, and that's what happens when the chaticha doesn't have shishim. The whole chaticha becomes usur, and it becomes a it's nasas nevela, the whole piece. Chaticha nasas nevela, literally. So that's what we're talking about over here. The Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. We're dealing with a piece, the piece of meat that's receiving this drop is separate. It's separate from other meat, but it's not totally separate. It's separate from other pieces of meat, but it's not totally separate. But halachically, it's considered separate. And that's where the chiddush of our Mishnah over here. If it was totally separate, it was like one piece of meat isolated, you know, in the full sense, and a drop of milk fell on it, so then it's pashit. If you have shishim in that, shishim connected the drop of meat, the meat. If you have shishim connected the drop of milk, so then you're good. If you don't have shishim connected the drop of, if you don't have shishim, then it's asur. If you do have shishim, it's mutter. It's pashut. It's and similarly, if the chaticha was amongst other chatichas, it was submerged 99.99% in the rotev with other chatichas in a pot, and a drop of milk fell on the tip of the iceberg, on the tip of the chaticha. So then, and it's otherwise totally submerged, so then that's pashut, that the drop of milk has all the contents of the pot to, in the evaluation of shishim, connected the drop. It's pashut that if it's totally separate, physically, so then you just evaluate the chaticha, does the chaticha have shishim or not? If the chaticha is totally mixed in with other chatichas, it's submerged almost totally, and there's other pieces of meat with the chaticha that received the drop, and there's gravy, and it's all in a pot, and the drop falls on the tip of the almost totally submerged chaticha, well, that's pashut that you can consider all the other chatichas and the gravy in the heter connected the drop, to mevatel the drop. That's pashut. So our mission is talking about that it's separate, but it's not separate. The receiving piece is separate, but it's not totally separate. But halachically, it's considered separate. We evaluate this chaticha on its own merits. Does this chaticha have shishim connected the drop that fell on it? So we'll have a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, or Rashi and the Ri, what is the special case where it's separate but not totally separate? But that the Mishnah is telling us that it's, even though it's not completely separate, it's halakhically separate, it's considered on its own merit, and we are not allowed to consider the other chatichos in rotev that are with this chaticha that received the drop. We're not allowed to consider the other parts in the pot in the cheshbon of shishim. The Mishnah is telling us a chumrah, that the chaticha is evaluated on its own. subsequently it may get mixed in, but since the chaticha is a value on its own, if it doesn't have shishim, the whole chaticha comes contaminated. And we say chanan, chaticha is nas the veil, and you need shishim, can I get the contaminated chaticha? So that's the Mishnah in a nutshell. So let's take a look at the lashon of the Mishnah again in Rashi and Tosfos. The Mishnah says, "Tipas cholov shenafala al hakaticha im yesh ba benay sin tam boys hakaticha asur asura." Should say Rashi, "Tipas cholov shenafala al hakaticha, a drop of milk that falls on a piece of meat." Says Rashi, "Besoy hakedera al achas min hakatichos, into a pot that has other pieces of meat, v'lo higis es hakedera, v'lo nechlak tam hatipa ala leosa hakaticha bilvad." So there are other things in the pot, other pieces of meat. The drop falls on one. He doesn't. It's not stirred, and that drop is not divided. Doesn't divide its time to the other pieces, except the drop fall only on that piece. Im yesh benaisin tam ba'oisach chaticha, says Rashi, kolomer she'ein ba'oisach chaticha levada shishim levatal hatipa miyad neseres hachaticha. So if the piece of meat that received the drop doesn't have shishim, the chaticha becomes us. U'b'shar chaticha is the kedera lo airi tana demasnisa. The tana is not addressing the other pieces of meat in the pot. Gemara Polik ba im chayzeres oisa chaticha oisartan orlav. The Gemara is going to bring a machlekes whether or not the chaticha that becomes contaminated will subsequently prohibit other chatichas. Okay, so Tosos, Chatichas Cholov, Shenafel al Chatichas Basar, Im Yesh B'Noisim Tam, Bo'isa Chaticha, Neseres, Kesha HaChaticha, Kula Chutz Deroitem. So this is the Shita of the Ri, that the case of our Mishnah, that the Chaticha is evaluated, is considered isolated and evaluated on its own, not considering the other Chatichas in the pot, is because the chaticha that received the drop is kula chutz the rotev. Now, it has to be. I'm imagining it's lying on the rotev though. If it was on the counter, completely out of the pot, so then that's pashit. I think he means it's kula chutz the rotev, but it is lying on the surface of the rotev. The bottom surface is lying on top of the rotev. It's not submerged more than that. Right? And the seros, the receiving chaticha becomes aser when kesha chaticha kula chutz the rotev airi. Kedamrin repair kid and noisha ulakach misharinan. This is the nafkamina, right? The nafkamina that the chaticha is halachically considered isolated is Misharinin ba'oisa chaticha levatal hatipa v'lo b'shar chaticha. That's the nafkamina. We're not going to mitzdarif the other contents of the pot to the cheshbon of 60 keneged the tipa. Right? We're only going to consider the volume of the meat which receives the drop. Does that chaticha have 60 keneged the drop or not? We're not going to mitzdarif the other contents of the pot. Ulekach misharinin ba'oisa chaticha levatal hatipa v'lo b'shar chatichos. And that's the shita of the Ri, that it's kula chutz the rotev, which is a kula. It's a kula. The Ri is a kula. And Rashi, although they quote Rashi as his opinion is that even if the chaticha is somewhat submerged with the other chatichos, we still evaluate the chaticha as separate. So Rashi is more machmer, that he's still giving the Chaticha the status as being separate, and even though it's partially submerged. So I might have thought that, you know, if it's partially submerged, so when the drop of meat falls on the Chaticha that's partially sunk into the other Chatichas in the pot, I would have thought that it's all connected. In other words, when the drop of milk falls on that semi-submerged Chaticha, it's really falling on the contents of all the pot, and therefore it's all attached, and therefore you have you can evaluate all the contents and add it all up and see if you have shishim can I get a drop. But no, Rashi says when it's partially submerged, it's still considered out. It's still considered separate, and that's a chumra, because maybe the Chaticha won't have the shishim, and you'll say chanan on the Chaticha, and then the Chaticha will subsequently prohibit the rest of the Chatichas in the pot. So there's this machlokes, the Rashi and the Ri. So Rashi is saying that our Mishnah is that even though it's in, it's considered out. Right? Even though it's in, it's considered out. Right? The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that with something that is not totally separate is considered halakhically separate, and we evaluate the drop connected the Chaticha alone without being mistar for the other Chatichas. So Rashi is saying that even though it's somewhat immersed with the other Chatichas, it's still considered, it's like it's out. In is out for Rashi. And right, it's a little bit more sophisticated, and it's a chumrah. And the Ri says, out is out, right? If, you know, in is in. If it's semi-submerged, like Rashi's understanding, if it's semi-submerged, so in is in, right? And therefore, the Ri would say that all the other Chatichas are mitzdarif with the Chaticha in question, to add up to shishim, and so the Ri is mekel, right? When it's partially, it's miktsas b'toicha roitev, the Ri will say that you get to include all the other contents of the pot in your cheshvan of shishim keneged the drop of milk that fell on the tipa, that fell on the Chaticha, and Rashi holds. Rashi is not as straightforward. He holds that in submerged, semi-submerged is really out. Right? The chiddush of the Mishnah is that not totally separate is halachically totally separate is even if the Chaticha is semi-submerged, and that's a chumrah. You can't be mitzarf the other Chatichas for your cheshvan shishim. And the Ri says no. The chiddush of the Mishnah is when it's on top of the rotev, it's kula chutz the rotev, and that's when you say the chumrah of the Mishnah, that the Chaticha is evaluated on its own merit without the other Chatichas. And so the Ri is out is out, in is in, and Rashi holds in is really like it's out, and that it's on its own, and so two important principles. You see Chanan over here, that when the drop of milk falls on the meat, and you do not have 60 in the piece of meat, 60 times the volume of the drop in the meat, so then the whole meat becomes basvacholovized, and it's like it's chazir, it's like it's not in the veil, it's an isser, it's a Torah isser to itself, assuming we have heat, right? Assuming there's heat, and if that chaticha would fall subsequently into other chatichos, or in, as in the Mishnah, this case develops, is that they stir it or they put the pot on, and subsequent to the original Nefila, so then you need Shishim Keneged the whole Chaticha. And then, so that's hard. That's harder to get. Yeah, so that's one important idea. The Chanan, everyone holds by Chanan Bebas V'chol, that it's Duraisa. And, you know, it's a classic case. You know, a drop of milk falls on meat. When do we say that the piece of meat, even though it's physically somewhat connected, even according to the Ri, it's somewhat connected to the other Chatichos, when do we say that it's evaluated on its own, this Chumrah, that it's evaluated on its own, and then when the piece becomes Basel Chalavais, you say Chanan, and each can hold the whole Chatichos. So we have this Machlokas Rashi in the Ri. The Ri is more straightforward. If it's out, it's out. If it's in, it's in. And Rashi holds, even if it's in, it's considered like it's out, it's separate, and that's the case of the Mishnah, where you evaluate the Chatichah on its own merit. So I think we'll stop there. Are there any questions? Okay, Shkoyach. All right, thank you, thanks for joining, and have a great day. Oh man, you too. Have a great fast. Easy fast.